TED Audio Collective.
It's TED Talks Daily. I'm Elise Hugh. So many of us across the world have faced lockdowns, sometimes numerous ones, in response to the pandemic. But what if staying in our homes made us less safe? Not from a virus, but from violence in our own houses. At TED Women 2020, women's health specialist Kemi Da Silva Ebrew shines a light on a shadow pandemic, the girls and women stuck at home with dangerous partners who need our help. Support for the show comes from Brooks Running. I'm so excited because I have been a runner, gosh, my entire adult life. And for as long as I can remember, I have run with Brooks running shoes. Now I'm running with a pair of Ghost 16s from Brooks. Incredibly lightweight shoes that have really soft cushioning. It feels just right when I'm hitting my running trail that's just out behind my house. You now can take your daily run in the better than ever Go 16. You can visit brooksrunning.com to learn more. Support for TED Talks Daily comes from Odoo. If you feel like you're wasting time and money with your current business software or just want to know what you could be missing, then you need to join the millions of other users who switched to Odoo. Odoo is the affordable all-in-one management software with a library of fully integrated business applications that help you get more done in less time for a fraction of the price. To learn more, visit odoo.com/TED Talks. That's odoo.com/TED Talks. Odoo, modern management made simple.
We all know about the pandemic that has come to define 2020. Understandably, COVID-19 has dominated the world's agenda, and mandatory lockdowns were introduced in many countries to help control the spread of the virus. For many of us, the lockdown was inconvenient. We couldn't go to our normal places of business, we couldn't visit family or friends, and we couldn't socialize publicly. But for some people, though the freedom to get out of the house was not just a matter of convenience, but of physical safety, and even life or death. Based on my work, I see the great majority of those vulnerable people are women. And this resonates with me, especially today, as I give my talk from the safety of my home. As a practicing obstetrician and gynecologist, I am all too aware of the prevalence of gender-based violence in communities across Nigeria. And this is why I founded the Women at Risk International Foundation, WARIF, in 2016, in response to this. Global estimates published by the WHO indicate that 1 in 3 women worldwide have experienced an act of violence. And this was before the lockdown. In March, an increase in the number of cases of violence against women was becoming apparent across the world, amounting to a shadow pandemic that we are now faced with globally. In France, for example, there was a 30% increase in the number of cases of domestic violence. And in Argentina, emergency calls from domestic violence cases increased by 25%. In the first 2 weeks of the lockdown in Lagos State, our emergency phone lines rang nonstop, and we recorded a 64% increase in calls from women trapped at home with abusers in fear for their lives. By June, the authorities became aware of the shadow pandemic, and a state of emergency on rape was declared by the federal government of Nigeria. As we fielded the distressing calls from girls and women, young and old, we were able to help, as thankfully we kept the WARIF Rape Crisis Center open as a refuge of last resort. In the more remote areas, many women had to walk miles to receive any medical care and attention, as there was no transportation because of the lockdown. They had no internet access to reach social media platforms, and they had limited phone services to call a 24-hour confidential helpline or even a neighbor. So the situation for these women was much worse. Our solution in addressing this was this. There are over 3,000 traditional birth attendants working in rural areas across Lagos State today. These are community-based men and women who have been informally trained and provide basic healthcare to both women and expectant mothers. But none of them had received any form of training on how to help women suffering from domestic violence. We successfully trained 1,300 of these community gatekeepers as first responders in addressing the cases of violence against women in their communities. This meant that during the lockdown, they were galvanized to go house to house in their communities, and with their training, were able to offer the necessary assistance to women trapped at home, unable to receive care. Reports varied from verbal and emotional abuse to far worse beatings and sexual violence. But those home visits served as an opportunity for these women to share their stories and to receive the much-needed care and support that the traditional birth attendants offered. This program has been rolled out across an additional 7 local communities and has reached nearly 35,000 people, raising awareness of the shadow pandemic in these communities. In the months to come, we plan on including our other gatekeepers, the law enforcement officials, and the religious leaders, truly impacting on communities and on the safety and the lives of these women. As we embrace the new normal of working remotely from home and with online schooling, it is more than likely that more women will be trapped at home with their abusers, and this shadow pandemic will persist. But I take hope and inspiration from the courage and determination of the many who work to protect and support these women. I have been awed by the unbelievable strength and the tenacity that these women have shown during these precarious times, and their ability to find their power in spite of all of this adversity. So with or without the pandemic, the work to protect girls and women continues. Because every girl and woman, no matter what part of the world she lives, has the right to live in a society free of any form of violence against her. Thank you.
TED Talks Daily is hosted by me, Elise Hugh, and produced by TED. Theme music is from Allison Layton Brown, and our mixer is Christopher Fazy Bogan. We record the talks at TED events we host or from TEDx events, which are organized independently by volunteers all over the world. And we'd love to hear from you. Leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or email us at podcasts@TED.com.